Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. We're sitting in here again here in the corner of the historic Clay County Courthouse, and got a great show lined up this morning. Got a bunch of announcements to make here in a few minutes. I think probably it's going to be an outstanding bit of conversation this morning. The game warden and I are going to sit here and talk about some stuff for a while, and then we've got the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition's got a little program going on here, and not this weekend, but next weekend. We're going to discuss that a little bit. And we've got, like I said, a bunch of announcements to make. Stuff's getting ready to happen here at in and around the courthouse square here, and we'll do that. And but I guess, I forget to let people know that this program is made possible in part by the 3-Star program. We want to remind every one of those folks. And if you'd like to volunteer and do some things here in around Salina, give them a call out at the chamber, and they'll line you up with a job, because they're always looking for volunteers. But right now, I guess we'll just take a little short break and then come back and make a bunch of announcements, some news items, and some things going on, and then we'll get into our first guest. So right now, let's take a little short break, and we'll be right back here in a minute on WVFB-FM 101.5, Kicks Country. And we hope you're tuned in live. And if you hear something that's interesting to you, tell your neighbors and tell them to tune in tonight at 6 o'clock, and we'll have a little rebroadcast of this. But right now, let's take a little break, and we'll be back just in a minute.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
We will not be an easy target. We will never roll over and let pain plan our day. We will protect our bodies and fight back by moving. We will do our morning laps, walk our dogs around the block, pass up the elevator, and proudly take the stairs. Because arthritis can't beat us if we beat it first. In the fight against arthritis, you need a weapon. What's yours? To learn more, visit us at fightarthritispain.org. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Everybody. SSS.gov presents Good Advice from Dad.
Do that.
Dad's advice is usually pretty simple.
Don't do that.
Here's Dad on important topics like asking out that girl you like.
Do that.
On asking out her sister.
Don't do that.
Now here's Dad on going to SSS.gov and registering with Selective Service when a young man turns 18.
Do that.
See? Dad knows it's the law and that registering will preserve your eligibility for college loans and government jobs. Go to SSS.gov today and register.
Do that.
Welcome back, everyone. We'd like to welcome you back in here on this crisp, I guess it's still summer morning. It's beginning to feel like autumn here, and we've noticed some of the leaves begin to change color and falling off, but we still got some more days of summer. I'd say we'd better not put our summer togs away yet. We'll probably need to wear them another day or two here during this period of time. But right now, I've got a bunch of, PSAs in the trade, they may be called, perfect public service announcements. Some of them, things going on. I know this weekend over at Standing Stone State Park, we have the National Roly-Hole Marble Contest that's taking place. And I think some folks from Clay County have won that thing for maybe the last year or so. There's usually a team from Clay County and one from Monroe County that has to battle it out every year. And that's going on this weekend. And also, one of our outhouse race teams is participating in a big outhouse race up at Gravel Switch, Kentucky. And this, I guess they're calling it the Kentucky Championship Race, and they're having a little rival race between one of theirs and the one from Tennessee. And it's Gravel Switch, Kentucky, and they have a big celebration up there. They've got all kinds of things going on, craftsmen, music, just all kinds of stuff going on built around the old store up there, the old Penn store. And if you want to find out more information about it, they have a spot on Facebook. Just go on Facebook and search for Penn's store, and you get all the information on that. And I think maybe there's a group leaving from down here about 6 o'clock Saturday morning, heading up there to help them participate in that. And then some other things we've got going on here in the county coming up in the next little bit. We want to right off remind everyone of the Clay County Opry that takes place every fourth Saturday from noon till 3 o'clock here, either in or around the historic Clay County Courthouse. And they've got a bunch of pickers and grinners here that come in every fourth Saturday. And then also Saturday night, I think we have a Clay County musical program down at the Women's Building, a monthly thing also that's been going on this summer. And let's see, what else have we got here? We have got coming up here pretty quick. We've got the Roller Coaster Yard Sale that's coming up the first weekend in October, and that goes from Cave City, Kentucky, through Tennessee, around Dale Hollow Lake, and back to Glasgow, Kentucky. So I want to remind everyone of that. And that's usually a busy time, October 1 through 3, the Roller Coaster Yard Sale. And if you've ever driven that road, you know why it's called the Roller Coaster Yard Sale. We didn't do a lot of flattening out of the road back when they built that, and they just kind of followed the contour of the land. But it's a big deal, 150 miles long, and we have a place set up down at the Clay County Recreation Center, and where we have a group of them that gather in there on the spot. And I know there's others all over this 150-mile stretch, and it's a great fun weekend, just ready to get out and drive and look. Leaves are beginning to change, so we want to invite everyone to that. And like I said, it's from Cave City, Kentucky, down around Tennessee here, and up around Dale Hollow Lake, and then back to Glasgow. And let's see, also we've got coming up here in Salina around the square, we've got our chili cook-off and Fall Fest, and I believe that's Saturday, October the 10th, which is the next weekend. And I think they've got a Facebook site also. Everybody's got a Facebook site now. Even I've got one for the car show. It's called Cumberland Run. If you want to find out about some of the car shows around, go check that one out. But the chili cook-off and Fall Fest, Saturday, October the 10th. And let's see what we've got here. It's first place pays $500 for that thing, second place $200, third place $100, and then there's a People's Choice Award that pays $250. And let's see, one entry per team. Registration begins at 8 a.m. On-site registration. And the entry deadline is, looks like, Friday, October the 9th. And electricity is provided, and then you have to have your chili ready to turn in by 11:30, and it is just red chili. And they will make sure everyone knows that you're only supposed to put stuff in there that's edible and digestive. So be careful how you make it sometimes. So, but that's coming up pretty quick, and I think, like I said, they've got a Facebook site too and a website where you can go on and get the registration, the rules, and all that stuff. So I want to remind you of that. And let's see if we've got anything else. I think we've about covered everything we've got going on. Oh, we've got one more. On October the 23rd, I was about to forget a big one here. The Trunk or Treat program here in Salina, sponsored by the local merchants. And going to start that thing about 6 or 8. And if you came over last year, you really saw a sight to behold. We had about maybe 500-600 kids that gathered around the square and went around to different merchants, and different folks set up with little trick-or-treat stands, and they could get all kinds of goodies. We had some Halloween music playing, had a costume contest, just a whole bunch of things going on in and around the square here where the merchants, and this thing is all, it's totally free. They just want to show their appreciation to the folks, and they thought this would be a good way would be to treat the kids here in the area. And you don't have to be from Clay County or Salina to come. We welcome anyone from anywhere in the area to come over and join us. And if you'd like more information on this, you can call Robin Kerr, and her number is 931-243-6222. So we've got that coming up, and I believe that may be about the finale of things this year. But right now, let's change gears, and I've got my first guest sitting over here, and we'll let him get cranked up just a little bit and catch his breath and get over his nervousness. He's just nervous he can be a sitting over here. Not really. But I've got Officer Bill Moulton from the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency here in Tennessee, and he's going to talk to us about some of the things going on in his world that I know our hunters, and we have about 3 or 4 here in Clay County probably, and I know you maybe got some up in Monroe County that come down here to hunt deer and turkey, and they might want to hear some of the things that are going on. Good morning.
Morning, sir.
And you are great this morning, I presume.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
What we got to talk about this morning?
I thought we'd try to touch, we've had some changes in the hunting and trapping rules and regs and laws. One of the major ones is they've changed it from a 3-buck limit per hunter to 2 bucks. And that was to try and increase not only the age of the bucks for harvest, but just to try and get more interest and do a little bit more quality deer management for the hunter.
We're not trying to catch up Kentucky, are we? And get one of them great big old...
You know, they'd probably like to bring us up to some of those class deer that they've got. And we've got a lot of hunters that for a long time, deer hunters that have been interested in this type of management.
Yeah.
And I think they finally got the herd to where they think they can move back into that. So
we're looking for some big trophy bucks then, aren't we?
It'll be a few years, but yep.
Yeah.
I think once everybody gets used to this and doing it, that they're going to start seeing a lot better quality buck.
Okay. Now, what else we got going on with the deer season?
Well, with regard to the deer season or hunting at all, in the state of Tennessee, anybody over the age of 10 that was anybody born after 1969 and is 10 or older is required to have a hunter safety course. And with everything going on in everybody's families nowadays, it's really difficult sometimes with sports and 4-H and other things for kids to complete a course. So a few years back, the agency brought up a new license, which was called a hunter exemption, and allowed a child that maybe couldn't get into a class this year but wanted to begin hunting to purchase that license, go with an adult 21 or older, they didn't have to have a license, and, go hunting for the year. It was a 1-year exemption. And then after that, they were supposed to take their hunter safety course. Well, again, everybody's involved in a lot of things, and they found that they've tried to give a little bit more time, and you now can do it for up to 3 consecutive years by that exemption before you have to have your hunter safety ed.
Okay, and once they complete the course, they can go hunting by themselves?
They're supposed to have somebody 21 or older with them until they hit about 16 or 17 is usually when everything's pretty safe.
And that also includes everything from the squirrels and rabbits up to the big game?
All of it. Small game and big game alike, yep.
Okay. And we know that, I have nephews and nieces that have gone through that thing, and it is hard. It's hard to book that time in sometimes now with everything in the world that's going on. So that sometimes our agencies react, don't they?
Yeah. And something else that they've come up with regard to the hunter safety exemption, we found that there were kids that maybe didn't grow up in a hunting environment, and they got 21 and older and got new friends and found new hobbies, and now they're interested in it. They can take a field day course, it's called. They can take an online course, and they, if they're over 21, they can get an exemption and not have to take the field day, which is going for a few hours to review, go over things such as first aid, muzzleloader, archery, a few things, and then they would in fact have to take another written test and live fire. What this new exemption does, no license required for it, is it allows somebody that's 21 and older to take the hunter safety course online, and then they don't have to worry about the field day.
Okay, so we don't just, here in the state of Tennessee, and I'm sure other states saying, we don't just issue hunter license randomly anymore. We do require some training and some background before we just say, hey, let's take this license and your gun and go shoot something.
Right. There still is the landowner exemption, which if you hunt on your parents' or your property or your grandparents' property, you don't have to have a hunter safety course. But anything else, if you go public or other private property, yeah.
Okay. Well, we need to take a little short break here and get a sponsorship in here. They do make us try to make a little money off of this thing. It's not just for you and I to have fun, Bill. I guess they have to have a little revenue coming in. So let's take a little short break, and we'll be back just in a moment.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom. You see me around the neighborhood, and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid. Well, I'm one out of every 5 children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me.
We are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone, back here at the historic Clay County Courthouse. We hadn't had to build a fire or anything this morning, but we're pretty comfortable in here this morning, isn't it, Bill? We're not too bad off.
Feels good.
But I guess before we get back to Bill, I need to bring up one of the highlights of our show each week, and that is the Salina Dairy Queen Birthday and Anniversary Club, where we try to give away birthday cake, an ice cream cake each week, and we want to remind everyone the way that you become eligible for this is to dial the number here for the answering machine and make sure that you speak clearly, slowly, so we can understand you and with the names and get them down and get you on the list get a birthday cake here toward the end of the show. I think we've got about 20 names this morning, so the competition is going to be tough today, but remind everyone once again, 243-5574, and it is an answering machine, and make sure you speak slowly, clearly, and we'll get your name in the drawing. Bill, I know you've got some other things here, some changes in some of the regulations, and of course I think we've got some more stuff about the hunter safety locations where they can go to take these courses.
Right. Yeah, if we can, I'll talk about the upcoming hunter ed classes that are fairly close to those that may have missed the class we had here in Clay County. Every year in Clay County we'll have it. Normally we'll let the schools start and go for at least a week before we have the class. And this year we did only have one class in Clay County. And there have been some call to ask about others. Two classes that are coming up. One is going to be in Cookeville starting on October the 15th. And I believe it's going to be a three-evening thing. I think it had it listed on our website as 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's going to be at church over there. The way to find out about both of these classes, including the one I'm going to tell you in a second, is to get on our website. You'll go to Hunter Education, and then you'll go, there's a site, if you scroll down there, you can punch on a button, and it'll tell you upcoming regular classes or field day classes. The one I mentioned that's coming up on October 15th is a regular class. The one I'm mentioning now is October 25th. And it's coming up over in Livingston. It's going to be a field day class. To take that class, you'll need to take the course online. And then when you take that course online, you'll have a number of quizzes at the end of each chapter. You'll have to print off your score of those quizzes, bring that with you to that class over in Livingston, and we'll, again, go through a review, take a test, and let you live fire, and you'll complete all your requirements for Hunter Ed.
I remember when this thing started, I think maybe Cordell Beard was our game warden here at that time, and he came out, I guess, I don't remember the exact dates, but came out and trained a bunch of us out at school with PE teachers and people like that that actually became instructors in this when it first started. Yep. And I believe we held some of the classes there at the old Salina High School, I believe, in those days.
About the time I came to the county, it had started kind of moving from the classroom into more of the type of classes that we're teaching now. That's not to say that if we had some interested teachers and they had the time at the school that we couldn't do it.
Yeah, so I was wondering, if that program was still set up that way.
It is still there. We'd love to bring it back into the school.
Yeah, that would... of course, that's a hot spot today with...
Yep. Well, and, in terms of the firearms, it would it'd be a little different if we were able to even have any at the school. We'd have to have them locked.
I think back in those days, I think maybe we had the Sportsman's Club out on the old Livingston Highway.
Yeah.
And we would then take them out there, and they would do their shooting out there.
Right.
And, there wasn't any firearms at school even back when it wasn't such a, a major catastrophe to have any type of weapon in or near a school. But I'm just wondering if that was still available since...
It is. And we've been blessed, if I can talk real quick about where we shoot, we've been blessed to be able to shoot once a year to complete the class over at the fairgrounds here. And then we've got two volunteers in this county on the west end, Dale LeRae, that he allows us to do the shooting on his property. And Daryl McCarter also had a sporting clay range at one time. And occasionally we'll be able to get our schedules together and get over there to let the kids shoot.
Okay. What else? I think are there some changes to the guide licensing in Tennessee?
We actually, this year, in the past, it was more of a Coast Guard guide license. And that required pretty much like an over-the-road driver to have health certificate and pass certain boating safety tests. Well, this new guide license is a state license, and it's basically if you're in the if you guide people for money or for some form of compensation, whether it's hunting or fishing, there is a resident and a non-resident license that the commission has now instituted that you'll have to purchase annually. It's about $150, I think, for a resident for a year, and it's a little more than that for a non-resident. But yeah, that is one of the new things that they
So we were taking it over more locally in the state of Tennessee.
Right.
Well, I know I can remember seeing some of the cards that these guides would pass out, and they would say they were Coast Guard certified. Well, if they were a guide, everybody was Coast Guard certified, weren't they?
Right. Well, and unfortunately, normally the lakes in the state of Tennessee, other than those that are on the Tennessee River, you wouldn't have to be Coast Guard certified, but ours is considered a navigable waterway because it lies in two states. If it didn't lay in two states, we would be able to just purchase this regular guide license.
And that's the thing that we're talking about, a professional guide that does that on a big time basis.
Right.
What about these guys that just somebody calls from up in Indiana and say, would you take me out for a day if I give you a guide?
Well, actually, under the new law, that would constitute being, a guide. Now, let's say a cousin from up in Indiana calls and says, hey, would you get your boat fixed and take me fishing such and such weekend? I'll buy the beer. I don't think that's the kind of compensation
right.
we're talking about.
Right.
But when there's money or, trading a gun or cars or something like that, unfortunately, it falls under that new rule.
Okay. What else we got going on?
Well, we talked about a change earlier where we've changed the antlered buck limit to 2 this year in Tennessee. One of the other things that changed, and this will be important to the archery hunters, during the archery-only season, the last several years, an archery hunter's been allowed to take 1 turkey in the fall. And it didn't go against the fall turkey season. For whatever reason, that's changed this year. Now, if you are an archery-only hunter during archery-only season and you shoot a turkey, that goes against the one bird in your fall season, which we have a fall turkey hunt that this year is going to be the 17th of October through the 30th of October. In Clay County, you're only allowed 1, either sex. There are other counties that allow more birds, but our population is such that we just right now don't feel like we can increase it to 2 or 3 or whatever. But there are counties, Smith County and some of those other counties, that actually allow you to take 6 during the fall turkey season.
I know our turkeys are fairly plentiful here, but...
They are. It's what happens is you see them spotty in different areas, and it's just, unfortunately, they're just not, they're not reproducing like we were hoping. But they're still stable. Don't.
Yeah.
But... the management tool that they're using is just 1 in the fall now.
Well, I mean, there's nothing, it makes it more competitive, doesn't it? I mean, you got 1 good shot, and you better get you one.
Yep.
Okay, let's get away from animals, and let's talk about another season that's just, I guess, starting here, I guess maybe the first of this month, and that is the ginseng season.
Yep.
I think a lot of people maybe not realize that the ginseng plant falls under your auspices also, doesn't it, Bill?
Right. A year ago, they changed the ginseng harvest season, which it had been for many years. August the 15th was the opening of the harvest season. Last year, the feds and the states got together, and the season's now been changed to open for harvest. Diggers, September the 1st, still runs through December the 31st, but it's shortened a little bit. But they're finding that with the logging, higher prices that people are getting out of dried sang, it was really impacting the plant, and they're trying to keep it open for those that enjoy doing it, but also keep that plant around. It's been on the rare and endangered list for a long time, and it's one of the few rare and endangered plants that you can still harvest and sell.
Okay, let's catch your breath for a minute and take another little short break, and We will be back and talk a little bit more about ginseng when we get back, which is gold growing in the ground here, isn't it? So we'll take a little short break and we'll be right back.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
You get out of the road. At least my bumper's not falling off. Oh, great.
In many states, if you're a young man turning 18, you can't get a driver's license if you don't register with the Selective Service System at SSS.gov, which means if you don't register, you could be doing a whole lot of this.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, we're here on WVFB FM 101.5, Kick Country, with the Clay County Coroner here this morning. We're right in interesting conversation with Wildlife Resources Officer Bill Moulton. We were talking about the ginseng plant, and he was talking about it being an endangered plant. Bill, is there anything that the ginseng harvesters can do to help ensure the continuation of the plant?
Well, as we were talking before, right before we went to break there, the reason that they changed the date to a later date, September 1st, was that they found that, like everything else, something's changing in the environment, and we weren't getting our berries, our seeds for the ginseng plant ripe. We were losing a lot of them because they weren't quite ready to drop to repropagate. But in answer to your question, yeah, when you dig, it is a law, but when you dig, you should immediately take any berries, any of the red berries, and, you know, put them in the ground and under a leaf mat there where you are digging the root to repropagate.
And then if you come back next year, you'll know if you were successful, won't you?
Takes a little bit longer. You know, you start talking about single prong, double prong, and years down the road and whatnot. Hopefully, they will sprout and come up in 1 year. A lot of times you won't see enough of the plant or leaf that first year to know that it has done it, but usually by the second year, you'll start seeing a stem and leaf.
What about commercial growth of ginseng?
We had a few guys here in the county that have done it. Some of them they purchased their seed, you know, through the mail, and had the cultivated ginseng. It doesn't bring as much money as the wild ginseng root. So all the work that they put into it and having to wait the 7, 8 years, 9 years, 10 years before they were able to harvest and sell it, a lot of them just decided it wasn't worth it.
Yeah.
And got out of that. You know, up north and northeast, that happens quite a lot. They'll actually just grow it out on their private property in the woods to try and get closer to what the wild ginseng root would be.
Okay. Dealers are in Clay County that purchase your ginseng.
Yep. We've got 3 registered and legal dealers at this time. You know, one's over on the west end. One is up towards Pea Ridge, up the Scott Hollow there, and then we've got another one just right off the old road there by the county line going towards Livingston.
Do you have any idea what the dried price per pound is going to be this year for it?
Well, now, this is not anything to write down or chisel in stone, but there's been a number of folks saying it's going to be in the $700 mark for the dried, a pound of dried ginseng. I think it was supposed to, the new prices were supposed to have come out the 15th of this month, but I've not heard. I know prior to that, the green root was bringing $20 to $22 an ounce. So,
fairly expensive.
Yeah.
Okay, let's change gears one more time for just a few minutes before we wrap up with you today, and that is the bear season here in our area.
Okay.
I know a lot of folks are interested in it because we've had some more bear spottings in our area. Yep. So what about the bear seasons?
Okay, well, our bear still, it's we do not have one in Clay County, but the closest county that we've got that has one is Pickett. Now, along with Pickett, there are Fentress, Morgan, Scott, and part of, Cumberland County near Crossville. You're allowed one bear. It is an archery-only season. You can't use dogs, and it's considered the bear hunting zone number 4, if you happen to look that up in your hunting guide. It does start September the 26th when our archery season for deer begins. Last year, in those counties that I named, Pickett, Fentress, Morgan, Scott, and Cumberland, I think they had a total of 11 bear tagged in. It was pretty good for a first year, and there have been a number of sightings this year back up there, including here in Clay County, Monroe County. There's been a number of bear sightings in the late spring, and I expect the people before too long here, when they start moving, feeding the bear, that is, that people will start seeing some more bear this fall.
Very good. Well, Bill, I think that kind of, you know, we'll, like I said, like to end on a high note like that, because, you know, everyone's always like, you know, everybody wants to go and pet the bears, don't they? But you need to remember that that's not a good idea. That's usually a one-time
It is a wild animal. Yeah, Captain Claw says no.
But it's been a pleasure having you here this morning, Bill, and and of course, you're always invited back at any time. And I didn't bring up about your dog this time. How's the dog doing?
Doing great. We've already, in fact, made some poaching cases up in Cumberland County near Crossville. He found the cartridges where somebody'd shot, and then at a couple of the sites, I think there were 9 sites, he'd found some of the deer that they'd left laying. Had some people throw a gun the other day that he located, so he's doing good.
Very good. Yeah. Very good. I'm not about to forget about him, but like I said, it's a pleasure having you here, and we welcome you back at any time. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Tom.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Hands can do incredible things. This is the sound of two hands helping to save a life. It's called hands-only CPR, and it's recommended by the American Heart Association. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. Hands can do incredible things, but nothing compares to using them to help save a life. For more information on this latest method of CPR, visit handsonlycpr.org today. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down, 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Welcome back, everyone. We're back here on the corner. I've traded the game warden off to a couple of young ladies that are going to talk to us about an event coming up down at the Recreation Center here. I believe that's not this weekend, but next weekend, I believe, correct. Isn't that right, lady?
Yes.
But first, we need to get our list of birthdays and anniversaries here, and we've got a fairly lengthy list, so I'll start right up with those. On September the 11th, we have Haley Strong, who will be celebrating a 12th birthday, and that is from Love, Mom, Greg, and all the kiddos. And also on Teresa and Johnny Bowles have been married 23 years. And like Teresa sent that one in. Donetta Birdwell, celebrating a birthday. And I don't know how old she is, but she may be at the point where she don't want anyone to know how old she is. And Gina Westmoreland sent that one in. And we've got Lena Jennings, who will be 80 years old. Was 80 years old on September the 11th. That's from Christian family and Anna Ruth. And then we've got Kay Hicks sent in by her sister, who's celebrating a birthday on the 11th. On the 12th, Glenn Swan, who will be 76 years old, and that's from Tyler, Austin, Greta, Joe, Glenn, and Mama. And also celebrating on the 12th was Savannah Roberts, and that's from Nana and Grandpa. September the 13th, Paul Grogan, celebrated his 69th birthday, and that's from his niece, Sherry Green. On September the 14th, Shelley Roten wished a happy birthday from her family. And then on the 14th, Alex Jennings celebrating 11th birthday from her mom, dad, sister, and brother. And on the 13th, Jerry Arms, 47 years old, from Lori, Kylie, and Katie. It only seems like maybe 2 years ago that I was coaching him in basketball in high school, but apparently he's gotten older. I don't know why I didn't, but looks like he has. Then Joshua Daniels also celebrated on the 14th, and that's from his mom. And on the 15th, this is not a birthday or an anniversary, but we've got this one called in saying that Trent and Allie Bowles got married on September the 15th. Now, they'll be eligible for a cake next year when they celebrate their first anniversary. Also, we've got Harlan Smith, who celebrating a birthday on the 15th, and that was called in by Paula Scott. And Kai Strong celebrated, I believe, his 17th birthday, and that's from his friends and family. And on the 16th, we had Jacob Webb, his 6th birthday, and that was from Tish, David, and family. And then the 17th, Olita Key from her family, John Thompson, who is 11. That's from his mom, dad, and Jenna. And then we had Gay Caps, and this was called in by Beverly Walker. And also on the 17th, we had Glenn Scott. And these folks were all, this past week, celebrated a birthday or anniversary. And we want to remind everyone that to get your name on the list, just make sure you notify us. We prefer it be here at the answering machine, but, you know, if you need to send us an email or something, if you're scared of the answering machine, you can send an email to courthouse@infoed.com, or I think maybe Susan has listed some places where you can send her something. But I want to remind everyone that the quickest, easiest way is just to pick up the phone and give us a call. And here in just a few minutes, we will let one of these young ladies draw a number out of the little box here, and we'll award a cake. And while we're on the birthday and anniversaries, these won't be drawn for a cake or anything, but I have a nephew that celebrated a birthday down in Murfreesboro, Taylor Davenport. I want to wish him a happy birthday, and also I have a cousin, Carol Spear Blaylock. These are Carol's a former Clay Canyon. And I want to wish them a happy birthday, but we'll not put them in the list since those are just my personal happy birthdays to them. Okay, ladies, you want to introduce yourselves first and tell us what you're here about.
Sure. My name is Jamie Colson. I'm the executive director of the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, and I'm also the Upper Coleman director for First Step Recovery Centers, and that's an outpatient treatment, drug and alcohol treatment program, and we have facilities in Clay and Jackson counties.
My name is Heather Carter. I'm with the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, and I am the prevention coordinator.
All right. And what do we got going on, ladies?
Well, on September 26th from 4 to 7 p.m., which is not this Saturday, but next Saturday, at the Clay County Recreational Complex, also called the Fairgrounds, we're having a Clay County Health and Safety Day.
And what's going on down there?
Well, we're having the day kind of just to dedicate, it's a dedication to promoting crime prevention, educating the community on various health and safety issues, and just kind of build a camaraderie between people in the community to so that we can work together. But we're going to have different things. It's a free event. We're going to have free food. So we're going to have hot dogs, chips, drinks, popcorn. For the kids, we're going to have inflatables. We're going to have a bounce house for the younger kids and obstacle courses for the older ones. We're also going to have pledge banners, so anyone, any of the kids or anybody that wants to pledge to be bully-free, tobacco-free, or drug and alcohol-free, we're going to have, you can put your handprint on the banner and sign your name. We're going to have different booths. Heather, let's see, we've got
the health department, the hospital. Oh, we're going to have TWRA. I think they're bringing in a boating simulator.
Yeah, we're going to have a BUI simulator, which is kind of, it's, I think it's Wave Runners, and it kind of simulates if you were boating under the influence so that you can have that effect and the dangers associated with it. Also, the coalition is going to set up a booth as well, and we'll have various displays, drug and alcohol and tobacco, and we're also going to have our DUI course, which is using the DUI goggles and the golf carts, so that you can also see the effects if you were driving under the influence. One thing is, which is very important, is we're going to have a prescription drug take back. And it doesn't have to be prescription drugs, but we're encouraging everyone to clean out their medicine cabinets. And if you have any medications in your medicine cabinets that you're not using, no longer using, that's expired or whatever, bring those down there for safe disposal. We always have that disposal bin at the Sheriff's Department that's 24/7 that you can drop them off. But on this day, we're going to have law enforcement's going to have the disposal bin there at their booth, where you can come and drop them off for safe disposal where they can be incinerated. And we also now have an incinerator at the Sheriff's Department to incinerate them ourselves. The National Guard's going to be there, the Counter-Drug Task Force, and they'll have a drug trailer. Did you say Tri-County? I'm not sure if you mentioned Tri-County, but they're coming for electrical safety. The Corps is coming for boating safety. We're going to have ID kits, just a seatbelt simulator. And we're going to have different characters are going to make an appearance as well. Ollie the Otter, and he promotes promotes seatbelt safety. And who else?
Elsa? Ninja Turtle.
A Minion, just different characters for the kids.
A Cookie Monster, I believe. I'm not sure about that.
Is there anything we don't have?
No.
Okay, now, it begins at what time again?
At 4 p.m.
4 p.m. in the afternoon,
mm-hmm.
And we've got all of these things going on.
Yeah.
About that, we've got a bunch of people involved in this thing, haven't we?
Yeah, we've got partnerships with everybody in the community, a lot of different, law enforcement, anyone that, the hospital.
And it's not, I know your main concern is the anti-drug coalition, but, this is not just, that is it. I mean, this is a day of fun.
Yeah, it's a day of fun for the kids and for everyone. We're going to have prizes and music. Miss Sandy Smith, she's the teacher at the high school, or with Clay County School System, and she also works for the coalition. She's going to be there and have music. There's different things going on.
I think maybe she may have been scheduled maybe to do this to begin with, and she skipped the country. And
I sent her to Minnesota, so she's out of the state now.
So you run her out. Maybe you did that just so you could be on.
Yeah.
Okay, now what can, I know you've mentioned all of these things, and there's really no way that I don't think anyone can do everything,
mm-hmm.
but some of the other things that you guys do, I know this is your big, big blowout, but, there's a 364 other days in the year, and this is a very, very important program here in the county. Some of the other things you do during the rest of the time that maybe sometimes go unnoticed that you'd like to tell the public about.
Well, our youth sector is called SAD. It's Students Against Destructive Decisions, and that's at the high school. We have that organization, that club, and those kids are really active working with the coalition, too. And primarily the coalition is drug and alcohol prevention, so we try to educate the community and try to prevent it before it occurs. But those kids actually do a lot to help us as well, and they're going to be there on that day volunteering their time. But we also have a Top Chef program, so anyone that's a new that's serving alcohol, a new vendor, they have to come through this program in order to get their license, but also it's good for their employees. And so that's a program actually that Sandy teaches, but they get a certificate, and it educates them about the laws and what can happen to them if they serve alcohol or tobacco to someone who's not age appropriate. And also, but it does more than that too. It teaches them about how to identify fake IDs and just a lot of different education. So we have that as well. We oversee compliance checks in the county to make sure that no one's selling alcohol or tobacco to minors. We do a lot of different prevention, just with educating in general out in the community.
Okay, let's take a little short break, and we're going to come back, and we'll do a little more of a wrap-up here, but let's take a little short break for a commercial, and we'll be right back in just a moment.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Welcome back, everyone. We're still here. They haven't deserted me, and we've got a few more things to talk about here on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And we're here every Thursday morning from 9 to 10 with interesting guests. We've got two very interesting guests with us now that are talking about a very, very important subject, and that is the something we hear about all of the time on the national news, that is the drug and alcohol program. I think one of the priorities, of course, is finding it early and stopping it early, isn't it, girl?
Ladies, excuse me.
Yes, and actually, a very serious problem that I think is all across the nation is the prescription drug problem. There are a lot of people that sometimes don't intentionally start out that way. They may just go to the doctor because of a problem that they've had, and they have pain and they take the medication and then they build up a tolerance and it just keeps growing and growing and then they're addicted.
We do see so many lives ruined with that anymore, don't we?
Yeah, and I think, pretty much if you close your eyes and think for just one second, I'm sure you can think of someone, either a friend, family member, that has an addiction. I know I can think of plenty, that's close to me.
And some of these things are so potent that, you know, that, you know, you think that first little thing ain't going to matter, but some of those things, that first little thing is, it's highly, highly addictive. And, you know, I saw something the other day, what I heard, and I'm sure you did too, that the Food and Drug Administration had now approved the use of prescribing oxy drugs to children as young as 12 years old for pain. And I know that's not a thing that you wanted to hear.
No, you know, we have another thing that I mentioned earlier is First Step Recovery Centers, which is an outpatient treatment center. But they're, you know, primarily, not all of them, but over 90% of our clientele, they're addicted to opiates. And that's what oxycodone that falls into is opiates. And so it's just a very scary situation to be in.
Yeah, there's no such thing as a harmless pain pill, is there?
No, I mean, and they're just very easily to get addicted to, like I said, especially if you take them over a period of time.
And I know I asked you a question off air, and that was funding for your program. Mm-hmm. I think you said you have grants that fund this program.
Yeah, we have a state grant through the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services, the Division of Alcohol and Drug Abuse Services in Nashville. And then we also have a federal grant through the Office of National Drug Control Policy at the White House.
And you do have an office here, don't you?
Yeah, we're located at 139 East Lake Avenue, Suite E, which is down by Twin Lakes and that complex there.
Yeah, and with right next door to the income tax folks, aren't you?
Yeah, and DHS. We're in that parking area.
All right, then. How long have you been doing this?
I think 4 years now. The treatment center, we just started the beginning of last year, and it's state-funded too. So it's also, now I've worked in drug and alcohol in different capacities for many years, but the about a year of First Step Recoveries, and it's actually located in the bottom of the health department in Clay County. But we do assessments out of the coalition office, and it's free services as well for anybody that, or if they have a family member or anyone that needs treatment. And if they need more than what we can offer, because we're just outpatient, then we can help them get into an inpatient facility.
Very good. Ladies, I'm glad we had you on this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Not just to give you let you plug your big event coming up, but it's been a pleasure talking to you. And now I'm going to let you do an important thing. If you reach in there and pull out a number out of that box, we'll give someone a birthday cake. Let's see, we have got number 20, and looks like number 20 is Kai Strong. So, Kai, you have won a birthday and anniversary cake, so you'll need to go by the Dairy Queen and pick that up. And, through the chamber where the certificates are. John leaves those things over there, and we have a certificate there at the Clay County Chamber. And if you'll pick that up, you can then take that out to the Dairy Queen and redeem it for a big birthday cake. And we've just about come to the end of the line again here another day at the Clay County Courthouse here with the Clay County Corner, which is here every Thursday morning from 9 to 10 when we have interesting conversation. And we've had a couple of great topics this morning. That are both very important to the county, and one of them is the game and fish folks, which is very, very important to our county. And then another thing that sometimes we like to hide and not talk about, and that is the drug problem we have here in Clay County. And I know these two young ladies are doing an excellent job of working with a segment of our population that really needs everyone's help, not just the help of government and doctors and things, but this is a family problem. It's a community problem, and the only way we'll ever solve it is attacking it from that area. Ladies, it's a pleasure having you here, and we'll sign off, and as always, may the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again, and that will be next Thursday morning at 9:00. And until then, goodbye.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.